at Nardine, you'll be able to get that information.
All right. We need to get these kitties adopted. You know, and what I found really encouraging, Nancy, is, I mean, even though it's not for these two cats, when you say Emily's been there since July, Nardine's been there since August,
mm-hmm.
it used to be with our county and city animal shelters, you know, animals just had a few days before
That's
they
true.
Were euthanized.
That's true.
Obviously, you aren't, like, just killing them because a few days is up.
Right, right. We're keeping them as long as possible, keeping their health as long as possible, and that's why we're doing a lot of more events these days, and we're recruiting a lot more volunteers, so to help keep our euthanasia rate to 20% or lower of all the animals that come in. So we're really proud of what we're trying to do to give every animal a fair chance.
All right, you guys, if you
Thank
are
you.
Part of the Animal World family, we have decided to partner and help out King County Animal Care and Control. So your job is this week, find homes for Emily and Nardine. We have to get these kitties good homes.
I love it.
Yeah, and that's one way we can help, you know, King County Animal Care and Control is help these animals find good homes. So help us out here with these kitties. And now we have to say, Nancy, next Sunday you're going to be traveling.
Right.
So you won't be available.
Right, so I'll be back on the 16th.
But what you're going to do, you're going to email me about Emily and Nardine before next weekend so I can update on them. We'll have an update on them, and we're doing a special Basset Hound feature next week, so we're going to have a Basset Hound Pet of the Week. And then Nancy will be back with us in two.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right, Nancy. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, that wraps us up for the second hour. We've got our fall into winter tip going on. Then we will be back with Dr. Al Pluckner and Vet Sunday. If you would like to give us a call, we've got Pets at Risk books. We've got Wagon Tails Liver Cookies and Treats, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Emails to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We'll open phone lines with Dr. Al for the rest of the show, so give us a call. Stay with us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM KKNW Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk with Animal World's fall and winter tips for you and your animal friends. With the obvious change in our weather, getting colder and wetter, there are several things that pop into my mind that are important for you to think about related to your animal companions. The first is house training. There can be related problems at this time of year with both dogs and cats. Let's start with dogs. Many do not like to go outside in the rain or when it's cold. And do you really blame them? We don't like it much either. The biggest problem is usually the small breeds, younger pups and older dogs, particularly the spoiled and lazy models. But weather-sensitive dogs can be any breed, small or large, and they can even be created by their owners. Remember, dogs are monkey-see-monkey-doers, and they tend to copy our behavior. So if you're raising and educating a puppy in the house training department, most of you probably don't mind going outside with the pup to supervise and praise the good behavior when the weather is nice. But when the weather's bad, most of you are either very unhappy during the outing, or you don't go out at all and make the dog go out all by himself. Herein lies the problem. Dogs pick up and sense even subtle feelings from their people, and they may begin to associate going out in the rain or cold with bad feelings and not want to do it. If you make them go alone, they may not go all the way out in the yard. They'll hold it to deposit indoors when they come back inside. So think about this. When the weather is good, you go out with the dog feeling happy and saying something like, "Oh boy, outside, let's go outside," and then go potty. Good go potty, good go potty. This is great, and the dog or pup learns to like going outside. But if the weather's bad and you have an attitude change, get grumpy, and on the way outside grumble something like, "Oh yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I don't want to go outside, I hate this, come on bozo, outside, go potty." Even if you're only thinking this, pretty soon, when the weather is bad, your dog will be thinking, "Yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I hate this, I don't want to go outside." And you will have created the problem. Now, this is easy to avoid. Keep this in mind when raising puppies or working with sensitive dogs. You can convince most dogs of anything if you have the right sales pitch. So the yuckier the weather is, the jollier you must be. Oh boy, Bozo, it's raining. Oh boy, let's go outside. Oh boy, oh boy. And act like you're going to the party of the year. You can even add a tasty little food reward. It must be given on the spot outside. This can make it even more positive. With medium to large breeds, this is usually only necessary during the house training process. Once the dogs get it, it sticks. But with small breeds and sensitive models, you may need to do a refresher course of outside and jollies in bad weather and during the fall as the weather changes to avoid a relapse in house training manners. Elderly and or invalid dogs may require this on a consistent basis. With all dogs, I think it just makes sense to have a wonderful dry-off and warm-up ritual after outings in the rain. Give them something to look forward to. And for seriously rain-sensitive dogs, they make doggy raincoats. Some even come with built-in hoods or umbrellas. Make a canine fashion statement in your neighborhood. And remember to tell your dog friend how fabulous they look. Now, let's talk about cats. They can be weather-sensitive also. Indoor-only models, not a problem. But indoor-outdoor models can have a problem, especially if you're used to a cat that always goes to the bathroom outside. The time may come when the weather is just too bad for them to be willing to go outside. So just in case, maintain an indoor cat box for emergencies. Also, cats that go through cat doors to boxes in garages or basements may not want to use them if it's too cold. Lastly, keep in mind that if your cat friend is older or has developed physical problems, they may feel too vulnerable to go outside, and an indoor cat box may be necessary. Next on my list is a reminder. If you are going to winterize your own car, please remember that antifreeze is extremely toxic and deadly for our animal friends, and it is also extremely attractive to them because it tastes very sweet. So be very careful with it, or better yet, use the non-toxic safe antifreeze. Another general tip, as the weather gets colder, if your animals spend extended periods of time outdoors, make sure they have dry and reasonably warm shelter and fresh, clean water, especially when temperatures drop below freezing. And dogs need regular exercise, even when it's cold or wet. Heck, so do we. So keep it up. Another interesting fact about this time of year is that all bodies, animals as well as humans, need more balanced omega fatty acids during cold weather to maintain good skin and hair coats. The easiest way to be sure your animal friends are getting enough is to add the Missing Link supplement by Designing Health to their food. The need for increased omega 3 and 6 oils in their diet increases even more as we turn the heat on in our houses because this can dry out their hair and skin. So avoid winter skin and coat problems with the Missing Link. Now, the last thing on my list is one of the most important, fleas. Even if your animals have been flea-free this summer, it's still important to pay attention now. As the weather gets colder, so do the fleas. Once the outdoor temperature drops consistently below 50 degrees, they cannot survive, so they'll be looking for a ride indoors. You'll need to prepare so they don't infest your home. If you have a problem with fleas this year and you want to get rid of them, now is the time to get serious. In either case, what you need to do is pretty simple. The best way to prevent an infestation from getting started or to eliminate an ongoing one is a safe, natural product called Fleego. Fleego is a powder that you sprinkle into the carpets and animals' bedding. It dehydrates fleas and their larvae, and it really worked. It's what I use to nip fleas in the bud in my environment. You can pick it up at almost any pet store, and fleas or not, keep Fleego on hand just in case like I do. Now, if you've got a current flea problem, once the Fleego is down, bathe and or spray your dogs and cats. You can get safe, natural sprays these days, then flea comb regularly until you're sure they are gone. And keep listening to Animal World because next spring I'll tell you what to do so you don't have a flea problem next year. Well, that takes care of my list for now, but stay tuned because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. All right, it is the first Sunday of the month. Can't believe it. But we've already had one miracle today, and that would be Gary playing our Walking on Sunshine song. And the clouds are gone, the rain's gone. It's gorgeous and sunny up here. And it is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. That means we're open to your animal and or human medical care questions. Dr. Al is the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, the compendium of articles for humans entitled Endocrine Immune Mechanisms in Animals and the Human and Human Health Implications. You can reach Dr. Al through his website and learn more about all of this by going to his website, which is www.drpluckner, PLECHNER.com. And it is time to bring him back on the air. So, Dr. Al, good morning again.
Good morning, Martha.
You're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you did a good job of sending up some of that sunshine because we are gorgeous and sunny now.
Well, that's good. We got liquid sunshine down here for a while.
I guess we just sent you the rain, you sent us the sunshine, we're in good shape.
Exactly. Yeah, real quick, I know we've got to talk about multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, Jane just called back, so we'll have her on the line here in just a second.
Okay. It's real interesting because I've got a new website now that this Doan family has done for me, of which I've helped the parents and their three daughters, and the little daughter had been put on thyroid by their own physician, who's 7 years old, Mary Ellen, 3 feet tall, and too much thyroid.
Now, 3 feet tall at 7 years old?
Right.
Now, is that tall or
that
short?
That is very slow.
That's very short for seven.
Very
okay.
Small, yeah.
And her physician had put her on thyroid?
On some thyroid.
Thinking
and,
that she needed that to grow? Is that?
No, apparently. And what? How it works with animals and people, many times when the thyroid's too much, it will shut down skeletal system growth. So in talking to her physician and making suggestions and having mom take Mariel's basically heart rate when she was asleep, it was way too high. So fortunately was able to cut the thyroid in half. And the last 6 weeks, she's grown almost an inch and a half.
Ooh.
And her adult teeth are starting to come in. Anyway, the point of this is this elegant, wonderful family is totally redoing my website.
Wow.
Which is neat. And you'll see pictures, you'll see all kinds of neat stuff and new concepts. And my new book called The Genetic Ice Age should be out within the next couple of months and be available. And the neat part about it, too, is Out of Townsend Letters, which comes out of Washington, which is a human journal for physicians and their patients that goes throughout the United States. They're publishing an article, my article in December, on infertility, which does relate to people and why it relates to people. And then, interesting enough, last week I got a call from the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association asking me if I would lecture to their national convention this coming year. So things are happening.
Wow, that's
huge. They're beginning to pick up on the syndrome a little bit.
So the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, that's a big deal to address their convention.
Well, that's
convention.
Your Carvel Teeker.
Yeah, Carvel Teeker is the chairman. Is he still the chairman?
Yeah, he's still working. he's still doing his thing, and, you know, it's just, I think he and his wife are doing very, very well, particularly his wife with osteoporosis, that has done the mechanism, done replacement. So, yeah, I think things are working okay.
All right. Well, now we've chatted our way through the first segment here. Jane, just hold, bear with us for just a couple more minutes. Let us take care of our advertisers and sponsors here and stay on track. And then we will come back. And Jane from Marysville is with us again, and we are going to be talking multiple sclerosis. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Naturally for Paws is a health food store for pets. Naturally for Paws provides a total shopping experience, offering only the highest quality, natural, organic, and holistic pet supplies at moderate prices, a state-of-the-art self-service grooming facility, and the highest level of personalized service. Naturally for Paws is open extended hours and provides the best customer service to be found, including eco-friendly delivery. So stop by Naturally for Paws in the Ross Shopping Plaza in Silverdale or call 360-337-2444. That's 360-337-2444. Naturally for Paws is moving to a new location on November 21st. Check out their giant moving sale November 14th and 15th with 15% off all food items and 25% off non-food items. Go to naturallyforpaws.com for more information.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon, and now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human-certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
Hey, y'all, Martha Nerwalk. We're just getting rolling on the third and the last hour of Animal World for this week. It is the first Sunday of the month. It's Vet Sunday. Dr. Al Pluckner is here. He is the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. We have open phone lines and are taking your animal and or human medical care questions. We would love for you to call in. Our Wagon Tails liver cookies are gone for the day, but we do have copies of Dr. Al's book, Pets at Risk, if you would like a free copy. Or if you have, like I said, an animal and or human medical care question, we have lines open. And it doesn't have to do with the imbalance, but we'd love to hear from you. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-KKNW. That translates to 1-888-298-5569, and you can send us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al, you with us still?
Still here.
Still here? All right, let's bring back Jane from Marysville. Good morning, Jane. You're live on the air with Dr. Al Pluckner.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
All right, Jane, it is your turn.
I wanted to know what you could tell me, what kind of research you've done on the MS and what causes it or what cures it or what helps it.
Good question, Jane. So much of my syndrome has never been tested in many MS patients, so on and so forth, or muscular dystrophy in autoimmunity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we're looking at, maybe I'm wrong, please correct me if I am, but I think we're looking at an autoimmune disease where the body is out of the immune system is out of control, attacking some of the natural tissue that's there that the immune system's supposed to protect.
It's an overactive immune system.
Exactly. What it is
the nervous system.
You know what it is? It's a deregulated immune system. So
okay.
Not only will it not protect you against, and you kind of look at two kinds of, you can go into all kinds of, you know, what the neutron is saying to the electron, but the point of this issue is that you've got a B cell, basal lymphocyte, that's supposed to protect you against bacteria and also make antibodies to vaccines and other things coming in your body, and a T lymphocyte from your thymus that's supposed to protect you against viruses and fungi like candida, so on and so forth. Not only do these cells not do that, but they are deregulated now, and they're free. They're able to make antibodies. They're out of control to any parts of the body, depending on your impact area. And so I've been trying to get physicians for all these diseases to basically look at the regulation of the immune system by the hormones to see if, in fact, this is involved. Now, I did do it's been 6, 7, 8 years ago. I did have a gal that had MS, and I've lost track of her, but she went ahead and did my syndrome.
Well, and did she have her blood tested?
Yes.
Okay, and she did have the imbalance?
Absolutely had the imbalance,
okay.
So on and so forth. And I made recommendations. I think she was in Oregon. She was here with an actor, a prominent actor, with this, and Vicky was really having problems, and whatever the relationship happened, it went bye-bye, so her dad, I think from Oregon, came on down, and she was in a wheelchair when I saw her, and we did all this stuff, and made recommendations, the whole thing, so I think this is a big part
improve,
of MS.
Did she improve, Did she improve on the treatment?
I never heard back from them, and like with a lot of breast cancer patients, the same thing, they're doing well. I've heard for a long time, and then you don't hear from them, and I think because they are doing quite well. And there are ways of looking at this, but I think what you have to realize is, yeah, this is all part of every autoimmune disease you're seeing is involved with this. Whether they buy it or not, it is what it is. And the interesting thing is all you have to do is do the proper testing from the proper laboratory to make sure they do total estrogen, they handle the blood correctly. And we're looking for other laboratories besides this one, and Quest does total estrogen. But they still don't understand the relationship between the hormonal regulation of the immune system. And they also don't realize, which I think is important, is that high-level adrenal estrogen that's being produced outside and over and above what you're eating and plastics and your ovarian estrogen can cause all of this damage. But what the estrogen does is it also causes inflammation of the cells that line arteries. So, you know, where is coronary occlusion? Where is heart disease coming from? Where are strokes coming from? It's all there. But the problem is no one is testing this because it's never been put together before in a syndrome, and it is now, and so anybody that suffers from any of these chronic disorders of whatever they happen to be need to at least do the test to see if, in fact, you're involved with this. Whether it's autism, whatever it happens to be, it doesn't matter. It's never been looked at before. Now, it may not be part of it, but for what the cost of the tests are, it is absolutely crazy not to look at the possibility of something that could really, really help you, even though it is not understood yet. You know, so many things, you know, new things are thought to be wrong. We deal with ignorance with an attitude. You know, until we get 100% control or cure of diseases in this country and in the world, we need to look to alternatives. And this is something that is really, really viable and very frustrating trying to get out to people to help themselves and animals.
Now, if I understand what you're saying, Dr. Al, the bottom line is it sounds like you haven't had a lot of cases of multiple sclerosis.
No, because I'm a veterinarian.
Yeah, you're a veterinarian. And you have, but you're saying that because MS is an autoimmune disease,
that any autoimmune disease is probably underlied by this imbalance.
Exactly.
And the only human MS patient that you've worked with, when they did do the EI1 test, this person did have the imbalance.
Absolutely.
But you lost track of that patient when she went back to Oregon, so you don't know what happened with that case. But in Jane's case, you know, it sounds like, Jane, that it definitely would be worth having blood tested to see if you or whoever you're asking about has this imbalance. And if that's the case, if your MD would work with Dr. Al, you know, he could make suggestions in terms of treatment. I would imagine, you know, I would think, I can't imagine that if you have the imbalance and regulate that it isn't going to make a difference. And
it'll make
a positive
difference. And, you know, the thing is, this is a preventative mechanism. So the point of it is, if there is some permanent damage, we may still have that permanent damage. It won't reverse that to the nerves. However, what it will do is it will take the immune cells off, making antibodies to the nerve tissue or to muscle, like fibromyalgia, to all these various tissues that these deregulated cells do not recognize anymore as self tissue. And the point of it is, the sooner you catch it, or even before it happens, the better off you are, because then you can make sure that this does not occur. And I would hope the day will come when you go in for your physical, anybody goes in for their physical, whether it's a dog, a, you know, cat, a horse, a human, that as opposed to doing your regular complete blood counts and your blood chemistries to see what the organs are doing, which is a medical effect, go to the cause of it. See if you have the imbalance. Get it corrected before something bad happens medically. Our country and the world is set up medically to treat medical effects, not the cause. And this is the cause of many of these effects. So why not correct the cause before the effects occur? And so this is, you know, my syndrome is a preventative syndrome to make sure that you can live your life in a normal, happy manner and at the length that it should be.
Is this a special blood test? It has nothing to do with the regular?
No, it has nothing. It's a special, yeah. It's a test that I've developed over the years, and we're using one lab that actually does it, and I'm not affiliated with this lab in any manner. I use four different laboratories, and three of them, you can imagine, in 42, 43, 44 years of doing this, a lot of the labs have been sold off, retired, so on and so forth. So we're looking for new labs to do this. We're looking for labs throughout the world to do it. Made recommendations in England with certain tests to do the total estrogen. But one of the hang-ups with missing MS and the treatment and cancer and all the rest of the autoimmunity is no one, except for one or two laboratories in this country, maybe three, are doing total estrogen. So they look at your ovarian estrogen and say, well, you're perimenopausal, we need estrogen. No, you don't. They're not measuring total estrogen. And with the summative effect of soy and the rest of the plants that are bringing in estrogen, and plastic xenoestrogens that are coming into your system through groundwater, through plastic, through all kinds of things, no one's measuring that, period. And they really don't know how to treat this, and it's very straightforward. But you have to identify it correctly, as Martha has said, handle the blood correctly in a refrigerated manner and get it to a laboratory that can do this. Then I can show you, your physician, your veterinarian, exactly what needs to be done to correct this with the effect of whatever medical problems are happening. And as you can imagine, without looking at the cause, no matter what the situation is, even with cancer, so on and so forth, you're treating the medical effects. And it's not to say don't do excision, don't do chemo, don't do radiation. It has nothing to do with that. But what it's saying is let's identify the cause of why this occurred and get that corrected.
All right, now, Jane, just for your information, we'll go over this again. The blood test panel is called an EI1. That's for endocrine immune, EI1.
And that's at this lab.
And the lab, yeah, the laboratory that does the test, this test panel, is NV. NVDS, National Veterinary Diagnostic Services, NVDS. So they do, you know, the animal blood. They also run the test on human blood, you know, on an experimental basis, but they do the test. And any physician or veterinarian can draw the blood sample and prepare the serum. It has to be handled very carefully because it must be kept cold or frozen, or the results will be all off the charts. And then it's overnighted, you know, via the postal service to the lab in California. And if you're interested, now you can get more information off of Dr. Al's website, you know, which is drpleckner.com. The laboratory website, would you like that website address as well? Okay, that's national-vet, V-E-T, national-vet.com.
Okay.
And they're the ones that do the test for humans and for animals. And now, and you can work with your own physician, and they can be in touch with Dr. Al if they would like to discuss it, and hopefully you can get yourself tested.
Okay.
Now, anything
we'd like to get you, one, tested, but two, also make sure that, generally, what's being given to you and done, that you can absorb it. And that's what this test will tell us, because we may have to go in a different direction to get that into your system. So these are the things that we really, 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 really need to pay attention to,
yeah,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, because if the IgA antibody, that's the mucous membrane antibody that keeps the intestinal tract healthy, if that's very low and your intestinal tract is in terrific shape, then no matter what you're taking, you know, food as well as medications won't be assimilated properly.
Okay.
So
there really is, Jane, there's a lot of hope here. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is uncharted grounds, but it is grounds that do work. So the point of it is, yeah, there's a lot of hope here for you to slow this thing down, get it taken care of, and not have to worry about it.
Right. Yeah.
And so if your doctor isn't interested, we do have a naturopath in the area that is doing Dr. Pleckner's work and can do the testing and so forth if you're interested.
Okay, so would that be?
Her name is just Dr. Pace. I don't have her contact information with me.
Yeah, Rahid, yes.
Yeah, Rashmi Pace. But you can certainly call me off the air, and I can give you her contact information if you need it.
Okay.
And so if you need to call me, it's Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, 206-525-2016. 206-525-2016.
Okay.
All right, you good?
Thank you.
All right,
yes.
Let us know what you find out if you need more help. All right, thanks, Jane.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now that opens up phone line for you. We would love to chat with you. We've got time for your animal and or human medical care questions. Local number 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And email can go to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Dr. Al will put you on hold again, take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. And then we'll be back and chat more with Dr. Al on Vet Sunday. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, Canaday Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their pets are made the Canaday way, with superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canaday and Feel-A-Day all-natural pet foods. Go to www.canaday.com for more information.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 AM. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
Hey, if you've got dogs, you need to know about the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. They have the most fabulous doggy daycare center I've ever seen. They do great boarding, board and train, board and spoil, obedience classes, and they even have a great cattery. They also do free behavior evaluations. But what I'm thinking about is any of you that travel the 405 corridor, because the Academy of Canine Behavior is just right off 405, just north of the 522 interchange. So easy to drop your dog off on the way to work, pop back off on the way home, pick them up, and all you got to do is feed them when you get home, because they're all worn out from playing with the daycare dogs. Check them out. It's the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. Call them at 425-486-9567 or visit them online, www.aocb.com, and be sure to tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say, there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Imbalance. Dr. Al, you still with me?
Yes, I am, Martha. Thank you.
All right, we're going back to the phones, and we're going to Linwood. Sally, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Pluckner.
Hi, Martha.
Hey, Sally.
Hi.
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
Okay, so I've been talking to you about my little cat that's I'm going to Dr. Burlingame.
Uh-huh.
And okay.
Is this Faramir?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Now let's see. Faramir is a 5-year-old kitty.
You're right.
Male neutered.
All right.
What kind of problems did Faramir have?
Oh, he started out with having huge sores on his chin and neck, and they were very big.
Feline acne. Okay.
Yeah.
But his were horrible, weren't they?
Oh, yes.
Really
yes.
Terrible.
Yes.
And you've done all kinds of things.
Yeah. And then I decided to try this testing.
Okay, so you've been working with Dr. Burlingame, and
right.
Faramir has been tested. You started working with him in July. No, in May,
May.
I believe, in May.
Right.
I have all of Faramir's blood work in front of me, Dr. Al. And an EI1 test was performed on May 15th.
Okay, so cortisols were low.
Estrogen high, cortisol low,
right.
IgA very low. IgA was 50.
Okay.
And then T4 was 3.19, T3, 61. 0.18, so that's a little on the low side. So at any rate,
too, yeah,
yeah,
100 to 200, right?
Right.
So what did Dr. Burlingame do? He started on some injections.
Yes. Okay. And that was he started out with on 20 milligrams of methylprednisolone.
Okay, Depomedrol. Okay.
Yeah, the injectable Depomedrol.
And he weighs how much? Did you say?
Almost 15 pounds. He's kind of big.
Oh, he's a big boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, and he went on injectable Depomedrol, and then he was retested July 2nd.
Right.
And it's interesting, estrogen is for all intensive purposes the same, cortisol up maybe 5 points, T3 actually went down a few points, so did the T4.
Right.
And the IgA essentially didn't move. It was at 53 instead
right.
of 50.
Right. Okay.
Now, at some point, you added thyroid.
Right. After this test.
After that test, then we added thyroid. How much thyroid is he getting?
The tablets or level of thyroxine, 0.1 milligrams.
Uh-huh.
Right. He was getting half of one of those in the morning and half at night. So 0.1 a day, 0.1 milligrams a
okay,
day.
Okay, so, yeah, half. So that's... That's less than half his normal dose would be. Has he stayed on
that's
dose?
That's enough for a 5-pound cat.
Right.
Oh.
And that's what the profession believes. I mean, it should be a tenth of a milligram per 10 pounds of body weight twice a day. So he would be on 0.15 BID. But go ahead, and I'll tell you why this is happening. So where are we now?
So let's
Any
see.
Change?
So, Well, I think you've increased the amount of the injectable Depo-Medrol, right, Sally?
Right. It went from 20, and then it went to 40, and now it's on 50.
So now he's on 50 milligrams of the Depo injected, but he's still on the half of 0.1 Levo twice a day?
He's on, now he's up to 1.5 pills a day.
So. Of the thyroid?
Right.
Okay, so now he is at...
How's he doing?
1.5 BID. So how is Faramir doing at this point?
You know, his symptoms totally clear up one day, and then the next day he'll get tiny little scabs the size of a pimple, nothing like what
it was before.
Have.
Okay. But they totally go away for a while, and then just like little pimple.
Right.
So the symptoms are pretty much gone.
Yeah.
Which is good. But the last IGA was done September 2nd.
What was that?
It was 54. It hadn't done anything.
Okay.
But so now, how long has, how many injections of the 50 milligram Depo has Faramir had?
He's had, I think he said 3, and he's going in for his next blood test in a couple more weeks.
Okay. Yeah, they're going in.
And
they're
how long has he been on?
Intramuscular, right?
Yes.
You're right.
As I am.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Dr. Bill Burlingame has given the injections, so we know that's being done correctly.
Okay.
And then how long has he been on the 1.5 tabs of the thyroid twice a day?
Since his third blood test, which was only...
That was in September.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just after that September, so we don't know, it's been, it will have been a couple months since the last test, and both the Depo has been increased and the thyroid since then, so it'll be real interesting to see what his lab results are after this next test. But Dr. Al, you said you were going to explain what's going on.
Yeah, the question here is, often we use Vetilog, which gets into the system within an hour or two, and is there for 5 days while the Depo's working. The interesting thing with the Depo-Medrol is that, which isn't believed yet, and I'm not sure why it occurred, but 6-7 years ago, I found that for some reason, the dose on Depo-Medrol, which is a long-acting methylated prednisolone, is a milligram per pound of body weight. So with a 10-pound cat, 10 milligrams would have been fine. And when I was in practice, I found that for some reason, I'm not sure what happened with the Upjohn Depo Medrol, but all of a sudden it was like half strength. And I don't understand it, haven't tested it, but all I know is with my patients, I've actually had some 10-pound cats on 50 milligrams, which your veterinarian would, you know, well, Bill won't, but the rest of them go, you've got to be kidding. You can't be doing that. But for it to work, I had to go very, very high. I'm not sure what the deal is, whether the patient can't utilize it, whether it was bound, what's happening. But the point of it is the levels have really had to go up. And sometimes even a 15-pound cat on 50 milligrams, you have to go a little bit higher to avoid these clinical signs that you're seeing with the pimples, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a scary thing. I mean,
you've also got your cat on a hypoallergenic diet, as far as we know, too.
Yeah,
Sally.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, even if you normalize, see, the IgA is still off, and the estrogen's still high.
So yeah, as far as we know. Yeah.
Well, it is. That's why we've got the pimples coming back a little bit. Okay. And once, but it's better, but it's not good enough. And to make it good enough, talk to Dr. Burlingame. Bill may want to kick it up another 10 milligrams, but the point of it is that it's a tremendous amount of Depo-Medrol that isn't used in the profession, but with titrating your patient, you do it to normalize the endocrine immune system, and if you're not getting side effects, why not go for it? So I think the point of it is you may want to, and think about this, you probably should wait until that chin is normal. There's no more feline acne before you do the test, because if you still got pimples, I guarantee you the test is still is off. It really is.
Okay.
So talk to Dr. Burlingame, because, you know, he's in charge, as you are, and I can only make suggestions, but it seems to me like we got to kick it up about 10 milligrams, see how we do, and then about 2 weeks after that injection, then you, if you want to check the IgA or do the whole test, do so. But at this point in time, to spend that kind of money, we know we're still out of sync. Let's get in sync and then see how we have to modify the dosage to either kick it up or reduce it, then that will be our level for life. And hopefully, once we get up a little bit higher, Dr. Burlingame obviously is going to go to oral, probably prednisolone, which works really, really great with cats. Somewhere between, and he'll know, somewhere between 7.5 and 10 milligrams daily. And then you won't have to do the injections. But that's where we're going with this, or at least that's what I'm suggesting we should go.
Yeah, so it sounds like, Dr. Al, what you're suggesting is that Faramir stay on the 1.5.1 levothyroxine twice a day, but increase the injection from 50 milligrams of Depo maybe up to 60, I think you said.
Right.
Up another 10 milligrams. And
well, see what Dr. Burlingame is comfortable doing. I don't want to, you know, talk Bill into something he doesn't want to do. And he's his own person. He's a great veterinarian. And
well, he can always call you and touch base on this. Yeah.
Yeah, and Bill will call me, and I'll call him too. But I'm glad you're with him because he really does understand this. He believes in it, and he knows it does work. And he's got some real healthy, happy patients now. So the point of it is, do what he has to say, and Bill can contact me. He knows that.
Yeah,
I usually talk to him or email him once. He emails me, or we do it once or twice a week anyway. So we're in indefinite contact. Okay?
And Sally, Dr. Al did confirm that food ingredients would not interfere with the medication's ability to work.
Oh, good.
Okay, so we need to discuss that with Dr. Bill.
Okay.
But food could create the symptoms, but it would not prevent the medication from working.
Okay.
So it at this point would appear like Faramir is just not getting enough of the Depomedrol.
Right. Because he would have Sally, he would have the same overt chin problems, and I see this throughout the country with MDs and with DVMs. Once you normalize, the medication works. It works great. And once you normalize your patient, you're going, hey, everything's normal, but you know what? We still have the same problem. That's when you change your food.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot
beat
a food input. That's all. And I don't think in cats, often you do not see food sensitivities as often as you do in people and dogs.
Uh-huh.
So I think you're getting where you're supposed to be going. And talk to Dr. Burlingame. I think a little more is going to make the difference. And then go to oral. See if he wants to go to oral pred, whatever he wants to use. But he'll decide on that, and then whatever I can do to help.
Let me clarify that, Sally, to make sure you understand,
okay.
And I want to make sure that I'm understanding. Because what Dr. Al is saying, say we have a patient, it could be a dog or a cat, that's got all these symptoms. And we test the EI1 panel, and the animal has the imbalance. Then we put them on the medication, as you've done with Faramir, and then retest the blood. Once all of the hormones and, you know, the test panel, once that's normal, if there are still symptoms, then Dr. Al would say, all right, it's the food. We have to deal with the food.
Right.
But see, the hormonal levels would still come back into balance whether or not the animal's eating things it's allergic to.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I'm glad to hear that.
Okay. Now, so if once we get Faramir's EI1 panel to normal, okay, so that all his values are normal, if he's still getting scabs on and off, then we could absolutely say, yep, he's not on a hypoallergenic diet for him yet, so
okay.
We need to mess with the foods.
Okay.
But at this point, we need to get the hormones balanced.
Right.
Okay. Did I explain that well, Dr. Al?
Yeah, exactly. It's right on the money. And the thing to understand too is there are different impact areas where you see this. I mean, it can be from a pustular chin to a very, very thick and bottom lip called a neuroma to a widespread dermatitis called miliary dermatitis, just a allergy that's, you know, the scabs and stuff. There's so many impact areas with these animals, you never know. But the basis for this happening is a endocrine immune imbalance, and you can almost predict the fact that if the tests are run correctly, the cortisol is going to be either imbalanced or low, the estrogen is going to be high, thyroid can do whatever it wants to do, and many times it is bound, and your antibody levels of protection, the deficiency that occurs in antibodies is is there. Your IgAs are down, but it tells you whether, in fact, oral medication's indicated just yet or down the road after we shut the estrogen down and bring up the IgAs. Very common. I mean, this is kind of the thing for the world to look at, hopefully one day. Well, I'm still kicking, so I can advise, you know.
Yeah.
I got one foot on the banana skin, and the other one, I'm not sure where it's going.
Oh, no, you've got to hang in here. We aren't done with you yet, Dr. Al.
You're not going
anywhere. You stay right where you are. Now, I also want to clarify for Sally, understand that Faramir is an unusual case.
Right.
This is the first case I've seen that with the amount of medications that this cat is getting for his blood test to hardly change at all. This is the first time I've ever seen this go on this long. Okay. And so what you need to understand is that we're going up into real high dosage territory with the depot. And so Dr. Bill is being conservative and going slowly, which is as it should be.
Exactly. It
okay.
should absolutely be that way.
Right. So you need to understand that Dr. Bill has Faramir's best interest at heart, and, you know, he's making sure that you go through this dosaging going up slowly because, you know, he doesn't want to do something that would inadvertently harm Faramir.
So he's,
you know, this is just an unusual case.
Right.
Okay, and it's taking longer, but you're moving in the right direction, but don't fault Dr. Bill for going slowly with this because he's doing it. It's safer
right.
and he's doing exactly
it's
what should be done.
It's safer to go longer because the profession, our profession and the human profession believes that, my goodness, if you have ongoing steroids, you're going to cause the adrenal middle layer to produce too much called Cushing's syndrome. And most of these animals and people have genetic defects where it can't happen because you can't enhance the integrity of something that's not there, but you can provide the hormone that the cells can't produce. And the other end of the stick that is believed in the profession but's been overturned, which I think people really need to know, is many times they say in using a steroid, you can cause inflammation of the pancreas, diabetes, the whole bit. And the latest findings in the Pacific Veterinary Conference in March by the academician, if you will, said, hey, you know what? The diseases that are used, that are treated with steroids are the ones that cause the pancreas to be inflamed, cause diabetes. It has nothing to do with giving the steroid. The professions all believe, oh, my goodness, if you give steroids, you could get Cushing syndrome, you could get pancreatitis, you could get diabetes. It's not true. It never has been. It never will be. Just for your own edification.
Okay. All right, Sally, are you good? Is there anything else you need to know?
Yeah, but he goes to 50 to 60, and you think we can put off the next blood test until all his scabs are cleared up?
I would do it until the pimples are gone on the chin.
You would not test until the pimples are gone.
No, because it's all it's going to say to you, Sally, is, you know, we're close, but we're not there yet, okay?
Yeah.
I would wait till you were there, and he no longer has pimples on his chin, and you're going, hey, everything's super cool. Then let's check those levels, and Bill will tell you, you know what, we'll go to oral, we'll do this, we'll start oral, you know, 10 days, 12 days after the last injection, and then keep an eye on the chin, the whole bit. And if everything looks really, really good, then you can recheck IgA, what have you, to make sure that we have titrated him correctly and we're not
all
getting...
All right, now let me throw a little wrench in here, Dr. Al, because if we go with that plan, aren't you assuming that this cat doesn't have any food sensitivities?
Well, no, if the cat had food sensitivities, you would not. You'd have pimples all over the chin, even though the hormone antibody levels are normal. That's how you tell.
You mean the skin would not have improved to the level it has at this point if the food was seriously interfering?
Right, because you cannot...
Oh, I'm glad I asked that question.
Okay, and the other end of the stick from a professional standpoint, which I think is interesting, is if ever your veterinarian physician, whatever, thinks you may have a food sensitivity, by giving an injection of a thing called Vetilog or... people try and Cinnalone or Kenalog, if in 1 to 2 to 3 days after that injection you still have clinical signs. Well, in animals, it's clinical signs because they can't describe their problems. In people, it's clinical symptoms. If you still have the original disease after that injection, that means you've got a food sensitivity. Then you change your food. So you can tell immediately.
All right, but since the cat's lesions, I understand from Sally, were just horrendous.
And now are better.
But now it's practically nothing compared to what it was before,
yeah.
and it goes away completely, and then a pimple here or there. But so you're saying it would not have improved to that level if the cat were still eating things it's allergic to?
Yeah, it wouldn't even have improved, Martha.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so then that's why he's saying it's safe to not test again. Unless you just want to. But if you want to not, you know, save the money for the testing, we want to wait until the scabs don't come back anymore.
Okay.
But you're gonna increase the depot, which is probably going to make the difference.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, then Dr. Bill can basically decide after that if you want to go on oral medication without any more depot to handle the situation, and then keep an eye on the chin the whole bit, and then maybe 2 weeks after you start the oral, Dr. Burlingame will probably want to recheck just a couple levels to make sure that that is the proper oral level and dose level and making sure that your cat can absorb. And then all of a sudden you've titrated the imbalance, and there's no imbalance, and you're rock and roll.
All right,
Sally.
That
makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so now usually Dr. Bill is often listening, so he may have heard this whole thing, and so he may be on the phone to me or Al or whatever. If not, I'll chat with him about it when I see him, or you can tell him that we discussed it with Dr. Al, and he can talk to Dr. Al. But whatever, we'll stay on top of this case and make sure that we get fair and balanced here.
Thank you.
All right.
If Dr. B wants to chew on me, tell him I'm going to hang up on him. So.
Oh, all right. Sally, check with us next month. Let us know how you and Firmer are doing, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, Dr. Al, I can't believe it, but our 3 hours is just about up here. And I want to thank you again for spending your Sunday morning with us here.
It's my pleasure. It's been a fun Sunday. Every time I spend it with you, it's a fun Sunday morning.
Well, and we still didn't get to, you've got a whole paper you just finished on vaccines, and I thought we were going to get to that, but maybe we'll get to vaccinations next month. But Dr.
Well, that's
going to
all be, that'll be in my books, the new Genetic Ice Age books, which will be 35 different topics that really relate to this stuff and really gets into it. So I'm kind of pumped, and that'll be available, I think, through the website. So that's something that I'll send to you for you to look at too.
Excellent.
On everything.
Well, yeah, I better get the first review copy, or you're in deep doo-doo, buddy.
Well, I want a testimonial sometime, doing some pictures.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. All right, Dr. Al Pluckner, we'll talk to you again the first Sunday of December. And if you are interested in learning more, go to Dr. Al's website, www.drpluckner.com. Pick up a copy of his book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, The Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the Same Subject, Endocrine Immune Mechanisms in Animals and Human Health Implications. All right, we will be back next week. It's the second Sunday of the month. That means it's Sandy and Martha Sunday. It's S&M here on Animal World. Ooh-hoo, Bob's excited. He's going to be here early for that. Well, it's not really what you think. Sandy comes in. She's going to have a feature. We'll be talking Basset Hounds next week, and then we open phone lines, and we will take your behavior training and healing questions, so hope you'll join us for that. Right now, Bob Bordenaro is here and just getting ready for Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. So, Bob, what's on the agenda today?
Well, the agenda for today is metaphysics and politics. With the election going on,
I wonder why. It sounds like perfect timing.
How the politics and metaphysics kind of work with each other, and what's affecting what, and how we can deal with what's going on.
Are you guys going to tell us who wins so we can relax?
No, Robin never does that.
Oh, Bob. Now, are you going to have time for people to call in and get readings with
absolutely.
Robin today?
Yes, absolutely. We want people to call in and tell us how this election is affecting them, and maybe what Robin can do to ease the tension that's out there.
All right.
A little bit.